This bedtime story will help your child fall asleep faster while discovering that working together and helping others are very important in life. Lulu are stories created to educate and calm children before bedtime. The stories support children's development by promoting positive skills and character traits. It's time for Lulu. One day, before the sun was up, Teddy the bear woke up in his cozy little cabin in the forest. It was a day like any other, right in the middle of the week. It wouldn't have been anything special, except for his plans. Teddy knew that today he had to go to the forest, because he had arranged to meet his friend, a little mouse named Bravey. Teddy packed his backpack with a few essentials to be prepared for anything. A water bottle and 2 cups, crackers, a small jar of his favorite jam, a blanket, a flashlight, a whistle, and a thick rope. He also put in a bit of magic. As Teddy was leaving his cabin, he heard a soft crying in the distance. He stopped and listened carefully. And you must know, bears have exceptionally good hearing. He looked closely and saw a little duck standing by the edge of a forest stream, crying. Teddy asked what was wrong, and the duck said she had lost her ducklings and couldn't find them. Without a moment's hesitation, Teddy decided to help the duck and promised that he would bring her children back. Teddy ran to the forest, where Bravey was already waiting for him. The bear quickly told the mouse about the duck's problem and asked for her help. Bravey was a brave and resourceful mouse, so without hesitation, she said she would help. Together, they came up with a detailed plan and decided to search the forest to find the lost ducklings. "It has to work," said Bravey. "It will, for sure. We'll do everything we can," Teddy replied. "But how do you find little lost ducklings in a huge forest and not lose your way?" It was a real challenge. Teddy gave Bravey a magical bag of moonstones. Moonstones are small, shiny pebbles that, when thrown on the ground, reflect the light of the sun, stars, and moon. They can be seen from far away and can be used to mark the way and not lose the path. The search also involved the forest wind and birds, which called out to the little ducklings from high up. When the forest beaver heard about the search, he decided to ask the fish for help as well. Nobody lost hope. Everyone was eager to join the search. After a while, Teddy and Bravey received the awaited news. 2 kilometers away, at the foot of a small mountain, the rushing wind had found the little runaways. He immediately passed the message to the birds, and they flew to Teddy and Bravey. However, according to their report, there were only 6 ducklings. 6? But how is that possible? Bravey asked. "We need to check. Maybe the wind counted wrong." But from a distance, the friends could see that the wind wasn't mistaken. There were 6 ducklings. 1 was missing. When they approached the group, they already knew where the missing one was. It had fallen into a nearby hole filled with water. "Go fetch the duck's mom. I'll try to organize some help," Teddy shouted. Bravey rushed with the wind to the duck's mom, while Teddy pulled out the thick rope from his backpack. He also asked the birds to watch the other ducklings to make sure none of them wandered off. Teddy tied one end of the rope to a nearby tree, making sure the knot held tight, and he threw the other end into the hole where the duckling had fallen. He also called the nearby animals to be ready. "Listen carefully. I'll go down the rope and try to fetch the duckling. And when I do, shout, and you pull us up." The animals nodded. Despite a slight fear of heights, the brave bear slowly descended on the rope, and the delighted duckling swam right up to him. He cleverly slipped it into his hoodie pocket, patted its head, and shouted, "I've got her! Pull us up!" When they were pulled back up, they saw that the duck's mom was already cuddling the other children and looking helplessly toward the hole. You can only imagine her joy when she saw the last duckling safely peeking out of the bear's pocket. "I don't even know how to thank you. You saved my family, my children, and you little rascals never stray from me again, not even a meter." "Understood," the duck's mom said. Now she was cuddling all of them. 7 healthy, safe ducklings. The ducklings nodded their heads in agreement, and Bravey hugged the bear. "Great job. You're the bravest bear I know. Do you know other bears?" Teddy laughed. Bravey nudged him in the arm. As a thank you, the duck's mom invited everyone for a delicious dinner. During the meal, the duck told them her story and explained that she had always been lonely and trusted no one. But thanks to Teddy and Bravey's help, she learned that it's worth trusting others and helping each other. Teddy the bear and Bravey were very happy that they could help the duck and make new friends. An ordinary day turned into an extraordinary adventure. And now, as your day comes to an end, lie down comfortably, close your eyes, and breathe calmly. Remember, it's good to help each other. Cooperation and assistance are key to achieving success and enjoying life. Teddy and Bravey also learned that there's nothing better than helping others and sharing kindness.